I was on the campus of Marshall University in Huntington, West Virginia, the summer of 1992. I had experienced the good fortune of being introduced to the Special Olympics several years prior, and I was volunteering at the state games. And Special Olympics volunteers are paired with athletes, and they serve as a key cheerleader at each event in which they participate. As the day wound on and medals were awarded, my athlete, Brian, and I found ourselves with more time than events to tend to. So we began to explore the Olympic Village they had set up on campus. We walked around checking out the vendors, and we fed some peanuts to the squirrels that called campus their home. Then we found ourselves in the midst of a great deal of activity and music. We had happened upon a section of the village where we found loud outdoor speakers, and instead of a DJ, it was connected to a jukebox, where they had loaded it up with music from that era and eras before. However, no one got to hear music from any other era because there was a conspiracy. Apparently, every Special Olympic athlete in that section of the village, including Brian, my own, had decided that the only song which would blast through the speakers was a little ditty which had just been released months before. I can still hear the incredibly poignant and moving lyrics to this day. Don't tell my heart, my achy, breaky heart. I just don't think it'd understand. And if you tell my heart, my achy, breaky heart, it might blow up and kill this man. Just let that poetry kind of wash over you for a moment. And as my new friends listen to this song over and over for about 11 times in a row, they danced with abandon. I recently read in an article with Johnny Depp, yes, Captain Jack Sparrow himself, that he said that the thing he feared most on earth was dancing in public. He claimed that he would rather eat a bag full of hair. See, dancing is frightening not because there is inherent risk in it. It is not like the fear of heights or sharks, which are designed to keep us from danger. Dancing is scary not because of what might happen to us when we do it, but because of what others will think of us when we do not do it well. It is our awareness that someone will have something to say about our performance that scares us. On that summer day in 1992 on the campus of Marshall University, and the state Special Olympics, while athletes with Down syndrome and cerebral palsy were dancing their hearts out, I watched. I was convinced that this lanky, white, straight male was just going to mess it up again, and people would notice.